More punishments. I'm Lee Silasera, Fox News. The U.S. is moving to cut trade with Russia and ban new imports over the invasion of Ukraine.
The U.S., along with EU and G7 allies, will move to revoke favored nation status for Russia, a step that would allow tariffs to be imposed.
Another crushing blow to the Russian economy. It's already suffering very badly from our sanctions.
Revoking most favored nation status requires action by Congress in the U.S., though the idea already has bipartisan support. President Biden is also banning Russian imports of seafood, alcohol, and diamonds.
We're going to hit Putin harder because the United States and our closest allies and partners are acting in unison.
Sanctions and import bans have already targeted Russian banks, oil, and the assets of wealthy oligarchs and their families. Jared Halpern, Fox News.
UN Ambassador Linda Thomas-Greenfield accusing Russia of planning to escalate its attacks on the Ukrainian people.
We have serious concerns that Russia may be planning to use chemical or biological agents against the Ukrainian people. The intent behind these lies seem clear, and it is deeply troubling.
During the UN Security Council meeting, Russia accused the U.S. of biological activities in Ukraine, something the Pentagon has denied multiple times. A Texas judge has blocked the state from investigating as child abuse gender-confirming care for transgender youth. The judge issuing a temporary injunction preventing the state from enforcing Republican Governor Greg Abbott's directive that would compel the Department of Family and Protective Services to investigate. The injunction broadens an earlier order that concerned one teenage girl. Congress has renewed a 1990s-era law that extends protections to victims of domestic and sexual violence. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.
Fox News.
Spring break became dangerous for a group of students in Florida.
Cocaine laced with fentanyl almost cost a group of spring breakers in Florida their lives. Paramedics responded to an Airbnb rental and found six people in cardiac arrest from a drug overdose. That's according to the Fort Lauderdale Fire Rescue Chief. The students used what they thought was cocaine, but it was tainted with the opioid that's 80 to 100 times stronger than morphine. That's according to the DEA. Just four of the students used the drug. The other two overdosed after attempting CPR on their friends. Narcan was used to revive the students. At least one is in critical condition. Gianna Gelosi, Fox News.
A new poll that asks Americans' feelings about voting rights finds while many feel progress on that front has stalled, most are comfortable with the voting rules in their state.
The Associated Press NORC Center poll asked Americans about progress made on eight topics. Voting rights was the only one where fewer Americans feel progress has been made compared to 4 years ago. Still, as Democrats push for federal voting reform legislation, as several Republican states have passed new voting laws, three in four of those polled think their state's election laws are about right. 70% said they support voters having to show an ID. About the same number, though, feel partisan gerrymandering in drawing up districts is a big problem. 57% of black voters polled said more needs to be done on racial equality and voting rights compared to 29% of white voters. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
The Internal Revenue Service says it plans to hire 10,000 more workers, which is expected to help reduce a massive backlog that the government says will make this tax season the most challenging ever. The IRS says it has around 20 million pieces of correspondence, more than 15 times than as in a normal filing season. Meanwhile, the agency's workforce is the same size as it was in 1970. I'm Lee Silasera, and this is Fox News.
Jason in the House, the Jason Chaffetz Podcast. Dive deeper than the headlines and the party lines as I take on American life, politics, and entertainment. Subscribe now on foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts.